Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
The best way to spread Christmas cheer is singing loud for all to hear. Oh, it's easy. It's just like talking, except louder and longer, and you move your voice up and down.
I'm dreaming of a bright Christmas.
Oh, that is nasty.
One that will make my tailline start to show.
You are absolutely gorgeous, but your voice isn't gorgeous.
Where my own. To get you to listen to Greggy on Scuba Radio.
I wish you could just shut your big yapper.
I'm dreaming of a bright Christmas.
You've got a lot of nerve, buddy.
How about I hold your head underwater for just a little while?
Be my next dive buddy and be Mr. Right. Or at least Mr. Right Now.
Oh my God!
And may all your Christmases be bright. This is Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model, wishing you a very Merry Christmas. If you've been naughty, maybe I'll show up under your tree.
Wow. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Divemaster. This is the official Christmas Crabstravaganza edition of the big show. That's a oldie but a goodie, a classic, Christmas classic of Kelly, the Brazilian swimsuit model. It doesn't get any worse than that.
Better seen and not heard.
Yes. We don't know where she is these days. I mean, she probably went into hiding.
She probably got deported.
Yeah. Very possible. All right. CJ in the studio with me. We just cleared up a big conspiracy. I don't know what the hell happened. I mean, things came together in a way.
At least you have the audio now.
Yeah. We do have...
None of that jogs your memory at all. You don't remember any of that.
Not really. I mean, I guess I have a little deja vu from it, but I mean, I don't know if it really, you know, brought it all back visually. I don't know if I'd want to think about what actually happened. I mean, just hearing the audio playback from the underwater Christmas light parade is torture enough.
Greg, I'd be happy enough to hypnotize you and take you regressively back into that experience.
No, God, no, Casey. I mean, just your participation in the parade was enough to scar me emotionally for at least the next 5-10 years, I'd say.
Yeah, piloting a giant turd.
Yeah, that's weird.
It wasn't a turd, it was a cigar.
Right.
I didn't see it, but I have it in my mind.
Well, you've heard it. I mean, that's weird.
I can picture it.
Yeah. And you know, Jerry the Diver
Greg
guy and Barry
try to portray your character.
Well, okay. I don't remember. So you remember this or did that spark your memory, Casey, or were you blank?
I remember waking up kind of in just buried in muck in the bottom of that canal.
Oh, see? What about you, Vinny?
He got stuck.
You know, we flew Vinny all the way in from LA to be of this. And he's back in L.A. I mean, did you just wake up this morning in California or what?
I was a little tired, but I'm here.
Okay. Well, look, see? And then Barry and Jerry, they buddied up for a float that got a little out of control.
Yeah, they have matching hats.
Well, yeah, today, well, you would expect them to dress alike.
Yeah, that was not really appropriate for, you know, there could have been children present.
Yeah, well, I don't know if there was
an adult float.
Sounded like it.
Or whatever you want to call it.
I mean, underwater submarine, clear, moonshine, I mean, that's pretty wild stuff.
With gay Bigfoot?
Well, I don't know what what happened there, but it obviously brought them together because they were wearing matching outfits today. So, coincidence?
Poor Jerry got the worst end of that deal, didn't he?
But did he?
He saved
Don't
mankind.
Always.
But you saved mankind.
Yeah, you saved
you're
mankind
a hero,
with your
Jerry.
Mankini, evidently.
He Jerry, you're a hero. Jerry. You saved the whole planet.
Yeah. I mean, Jay, actually, you know, when you look when I look back at what we just discovered, Jerry the Diver Guy saved humanity.
I mean, not being able to sit down.
This whole thing. We wouldn't be here today if it weren't for Jerry.
Not being able to sit down for a week or, say, ride a bicycle is a small price to pay.
Small price.
Always
it'll heal. Jerry,
always
it'll heal.
Say,
it'll heal.
I'll bail out the world and I get no respect.
No, you have our undying gratitude.
Yes.
No love whatsoever.
No, what are you talking about? I'm dedicating the entire thing to you. We wouldn't even be here today if it weren't for Jerry the Diver Guy.
Listen, ask Santa for a hemorrhoid pillow.
Oh. Yeah.
One of those. I've got one in my bag somewhere.
Well, of course you do. Of course you do.
Oh, God.
Oh, all right. God.
Put it in its stocking.
Just shut up, Barry.
All right. Well, I mean, that was pretty crazy. And Mermaid Kristen was in it. Brittany was in it. Brittany had her hot honey thing.
Oh, hell yeah.
That was pretty impressive. And Kristen was, she was the lead mermaid. And
she was Rudolph, right?
Yeah, kind of, with eight mermaids leading the sleigh. I guess that was the
tiny
end.
Mermaids.
Were they tiny? I don't know.
But
I mean,
they were tiny like the reindeer.
They didn't really say they were tiny, but they just said they were mermaids.
Shiny heinies.
No, I don't think there was anything about that either. But I don't know.
In my version, there is.
I'm just glad we're here and able to do the show today, because it sounded like
the greatest gift is that the world is saved and we're all together.
Yeah. And I don't really know what happened.
Thank you, Jerry. Everybody say thank you, Jerry.
Thank you, Jerry.
Look at that. See?
Jerry, did you get their phone number at least for another good time?
Yeah. Well, hey, for the record, usually, you know, when it comes to abductions, when it comes to aliens, they say that once you've been abducted once, they come back time and time again. So, you know, this could be the start of a special relationship.
Oh, more.
And Jerry the
draw
Diver.
Of the mankini.
Yeah.
Mankini that saved
still
mankind.
Looking.
Yeah, they're still looking? Okay. Well,
still looking good, Greg.
All right.
That's why they liked it.
Is that what it was? Okay. But, yeah, the one thing I'm a little confused on the Bigfoot thing. I didn't know. How that
hey, that's not for us to really know about.
Yeah, I guess we're not supposed to judge.
Let's
and we're not gonna. But yeah, that was quite a thing. I don't know how James Cameron and the folks at Avatar are gonna take this. You think we ought to even tell them that we have the audio?
Well, they heard it now. If they're listening.
Well, they're gonna want some proof of performance and some
might inspire something in the next movie. We don't know.
Yeah,
just send them this audio and then change your email.
Right. Good point. Yeah. Avatar, the nightmare. I don't know. Christmas nightmare.
Avatar Christmas.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. We'll see. Like I said, next week we're planning to have one of the stunt folks from Avatar on
Scuba
Radio.
Well, it'll be like the nativity mixed with Avatar, Navatar.
No, I don't think we're going to pitch him on that.
Avatarded.
Yes. Okay. Well, that's an idea that'll be fine.
Hey, maybe when we have the stunt person on, we could ask for, you know, maybe where we went wrong or improve it.
Where we went wrong. Have you not been listening for the last 30 minutes?
Went perfect.
Where we went wrong was we listened to Greg.
Oh, I don't think, you know, that I'm.
Jerry, you saved the planet. There's
right.
No
I gave you credit for everything.
Wrong.
And then you're going to turn around and say that I did something inappropriate.
Look at all the times I've bailed him out. I saved the world this time. I've always got him back to the boat when he was lost.
Yeah.
Which is most of the time.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. You guys are kind of bringing me down. And, you know, it is kind of the end of the year, and we'll talk about this more next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.